Ankle right now, but it's, you know, it was obviously bothering him, so he's getting checked out. Must have stepped on. They step on each other's feet, you know, it's like a rebound drill. They step on each other's feet, and I honestly, I didn't see it until I look over and he was sitting down.
He'll probably get an MRI on that?
I'm sure he'll get everything, yeah.
I mean, I know you don't have the results yet, but did you have the indication whether it was something serious or just something?
Who are you talking about?
Mantrell?
I'm telling you what I know. The guy got up and left the field, and that's all I know.
Corey Webster practiced there?
No, he's got a little soreness, and so we just held him. Okay. Hopefully he'll be quick.
Tom, on the flip side, the most I've seen Thomas do.
Yeah, he did.
Here.
Well, he got the green light to have more snaps, and he did. And he seemed to do okay with it, too. So hopefully that'll give him some confidence. He'll take some more, and we'll get some. It's time for all these guys that have, you know, been in this other category to get moving. You know, I was telling the coaches this morning and the players that as of this morning, we had 9 practices left before the regular season. Can you imagine that? 9 practices. It's ridiculous.
How did Pew come through today?
Seemed to do well. Seemed to have no issues. And Terrain as well. Terrain practice. The guy we're trying to move, you know, obviously move along here is Brewer. Get Brewer back, you know, so we can get him in some of these preseason opportunities.
Did DeMontre work at all today?
No, he has a contusion of his shoulder, and I think he's probably day-to-day, but he's sore. He's sore. Yeah, he's back out here practicing.
Coach, can you talk about the maturity that DeMontre Moore has shown thus far in going about his job and how that's helped him?
Well, he's done this is where you see it the most, is right here on the field. He obviously enjoys playing, and he plays hard. Which is a tribute to him and his coaches and so on and so forth. But, you know, he works on special teams. He covered kicks the other night well. He blocked the punt. You know, he obviously played well in the game. Some of the mental errors that happen, you know, we have to eliminate. But he's worked hard.
Tom, I know you've addressed this in the past, but with Pew and the amount of time that he had to stay inactive, just in your overview of how long you've been around the league, just how much that protocol has changed and how much more patience you have to show, you know, well, just how different it would have been since maybe when you first came in the league.
Well, as the first day that it happened, I was asked the question if it was one of those, no, it wasn't an iffy thing. He had a headache, he was a little bit nauseous, so that was the direction that he was headed in, so there wasn't any question. So whether it was, you know, back in the 80s or now, those symptoms like that would have been recognized. And the player would have been out. Now, did we have all these protocols? I don't know. You'd have to ask the medical people. But we didn't get them back until those things cleared, even back in those days. You know, the sun bothering them, the headaches, the light issues, the balance issues. And when a guy was free from those type of things, then he was back on the field. But this today, there's a very rigid protocol, and they have to pass them all. And sometimes it requires, as you know, if it lingers, there's other things that have to be stressed. There's always a possibility of another doctor being involved. So it's a very, very sound precaution for people that have had that. Now, the one thing that bothers, I think, all of us in this is that, you know, when you look at something that doesn't look violent and you have those kind of symptoms, it scares the heck out of you as a coach. You know, these things happen. They happen in the most unusual of ways sometimes.
And I think I read that he had been taking, that first day he got hurt, he had been taking some first team snaps. That was the day, or maybe the first day he had taken some first team snaps.
I don't remember that.
But okay, but today he didn't, obviously he's going to have to work back to that level.
Today he played with the seconds and the thirds.
With the lack of blood happening, do you think it takes the run defense a little longer to get where it needs to be, or do you don't think that's...
There weren't a lot of aspects of the game the other night that we looked like we didn't tackle well. I mean, really, our special teams tackled pretty well. You know, I mean, it's a matter of, it's not just the tackling. I mean, it's timing, it's getting off the ball, it's your quickness. It's your ability to avoid the blocker or at least know where the head is headed and get yourself in position. There's a lot of things, and it happens game speed. You know, we're trying to speed it up out here to get to that. But and now that they played a game, I hope that's going to take place. But it's a reality. You know, it's faster. The game's faster than practice is. It just is.
Tom, regardless of your role's health, but do you like the depth you have at safety behind you?
Well, I would much rather have him. Hopefully it's an ankle and he's coming right back. You know, that's all I know.
You plugged in line Monday right after he went down. Has he had a good camp so far Monday?
He has. He has. He's a good, sound player.
You also used Aaron Ross at safety.
Short yardage. The corners end up at center field.
So you're still playing quarterback, just moved to a different spot.
It wasn't a position change. It was a defensive scheme. Safety's down closer. Corners playing coverage.